This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Day 6 of my quarantine. Day 6 since I tested positive for COVID-19. And also day 6 of this special podcast series exclusive to Vow FM 88.1 FM. My name is Nkosi Mnisi. I am a broadcaster at Vow FM and also a first year student at the University of the Witwatersrand. Today has been a good day. It's been a good day. Although perhaps you can pick up that I sound a bit sad. I am indeed sad. Today I discovered or found out that my aunt also tested positive. She's 41 years old. She lives in the East Rand. That's the east of Johannesburg. And she lives with her family, consisting of her two daughters and her one son and her mother, who's also over 60. So pretty much almost the same dynamic as my family. And obviously she's now also had to, you know, self-isolate at home. Also, she's fortunate in that she's able to, in terms of logistics, you know, a separate room and a separate bathroom. So that's just a quick background on my aunt who tested positive today. So I think today's podcast is not going to be that long. I think you start feeling the extremity of everything. You start feeling how extreme this thing is. And it starts weighing down on you as a person, because as a person, you can only take so much. As a person, you can only take so much weight. And I think we as a family are trying to come to terms with everything, and just also stay hopeful. I personally am doing well. I'm doing well, you know, physically, emotionally, I'm okay. However, it is just a time for our family just to take everything in. And I think more than anything, we just need to be together right now in thoughts and in prayers, although we cannot be together physically. So today has been one of those days. I haven't gotten to speak to my family about everything or my doctor as I'd promised, but however, as the week progresses, I'm hoping to perhaps do that. The numbers are increasing. You know, there was a hashtag on social media, hashtag COVID-19 is getting closer, which is indeed a reality, is that, you know, it was virus that we saw or could comment on or could speak on from afar, because it hadn't affected anyone we know or knew. But now I think more and more people are starting to know more and more people with the virus, and it's an inevitable reality that we're reaching the peak, especially in South Africa, and then, you know, the three provinces, that being the Western Cape, Gauteng, and the Eastern Cape, leading in the number of positive cases that have been identified. But another thing I'm glad of is that more tests are being done. So people that may not even know, because my aunt was asymptomatic, she didn't show any signs or symptoms of COVID-19. But because people are starting to get tested and screened more, that means people are... We finding out that people are, you know, have the virus, which is a good thing, which means that we treat more people. Although the healthcare system is starting to take strain, however, the more people we know, the quicker we can get to the peak, and then the quicker we can get post COVID-19 and start dealing with other issues, especially, you know, issues of the economy, people losing jobs, which has also been a thing for most families. So my family has also been affected by that. So as a family, we're trying to deal with this as best as we can. I know a lot of people want to know what's happening, but I'm just asking for a bit of privacy as we deal with this. But we're okay. We're doing okay. We're remaining hopeful. I'm hoping to speak to family members tomorrow. I'm hoping to get some, you know, word from people that are taking care of me, my doctors as well. I'm really hoping to get that through to you guys. But for now, I will end day 6 right there. I'll be back tomorrow, as it is a week tomorrow. It's day 7. I'm excited because I'm getting to end of my quarantine period, and I'm getting better as the day goes by. So have yourselves a fantastic evening. May God bless you. Stay safe out there. And as I always say, don't go out there and necessarily wear those masks in public. And also always remember to sanitize. Have a fantastic evening. God bless you. Good night. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.